Hello, and welcome to Living Proof, the teaching ministry of Joseph Castillo. We encourage you to listen to today's message over and over again, so that the Word of God will be in your spirit. Be a blessing, share it with your friends, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We also invite you to visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Acts 2:30, 43, and 44.
We'll start here.
And if you could recall the text that we read, we see that the Apostle Peter, the Apostle Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost. He was preaching on the day of Pentecost to all the Jews that had come from all around the world. And the Bible says that they were touched in their hearts. They said, what do we need to do to be saved? And they were repentive of their sins. And Peter told them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And he said, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, why was he talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit had been poured out that day. And they were filled with the Spirit and they were speaking in tongues. And people thought they were crazy. Some people thought they had a demon. Isn't that funny that people still think the same thing today? Someone speaks in tongues, they think, oh, that's weird, that's qi guai, they must have a demon or something. You know? So it was the same thing that happened then. And the Apostle Peter said, that we're not crazy, we're not drunk, we don't have a demon. This is the promise of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, you'll receive that gift too. If you'll you can just keep the camera on my beautiful wife because I'm going to be walking around. Unless you want to stand there like a good cameraman and follow me. You know, you're supposed to follow around, you know. It's all right. Amen. So he said, you're going to receive this gift too. And that promise of the Holy Spirit is for you and your children and as many as God will ever call. So this gift of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues is going to continue even until Jesus returns, is what he said.
圣灵然后讲方言这个恩赐的话会一直持续到持续下去直到耶稣回来
And that day we just read 3,000 people got saved.
然后刚才我们读到那天五旬节那天三千人得拯救
And it says in this text that we read that they continue to pray daily, meet daily, fellowship daily, eat together.
然后在这个圣经上讲了，然后他们一起就是还是持续的去一起聚集，一起来圣餐啊。And
I want to compare the Bible church with the Western church.
我想对比一下，就是之前的这个教会，就是多年前的教会啊，还有 现在的这个西方教会。
Because I'm a missionary.
因为我是一个传道人。
I've spent 10 years preaching in Southeast Asia, based in Beijing.
我去年十年在亚洲传道。
So I'm used to being with the foreigners.
我习惯了和外乡。
My wife says that me and Andrew are the foreigners.
我妻子说我和 Andrew 是外国人。
Pastor Jack. I said, honey, we're in America. You're the foreigner.
亲爱的，我们在美国，你才是外国人。
But she still calls us foreigners, you know.
她还是叫我们外国人。
You know, Chinese think they own the world, you know. Everyone else is a foreigner, you know. So I came back to America 2 years ago.
两年前我回到美国。
And I saw the church in America looks very different.
然后我看到美国的教会和以前很不一样。
Than the foreign church.
和这个外国的教会比。
And as a matter of fact, the church in America looks very different than it did when I left the country.
实际上，美国的教会和我十年前啊经历教会也不一样。
We still have some of the things we saw in the Bible, like they still eat together, fellowship together, pray. They still do those things.
他们还是就一起来吃饭啊，一起来圣餐，一起来聚集。
But there's a couple things missing.
但有一些。东西没有了。
So I highlighted in my presentation a couple things that were missing.
我那个圈了一下重点啊，
So one of the things I have missing there on the highlight, Pastor Chen, if you could go back to the last thing I showed. There you go. Is there the church is missing the fear of God.
现在教会没有了这个惧怕。对，惧怕上帝就。上帝的惧怕啊！
I don't think you know the fear of God.
我不知道你知道这个害怕上帝是什么意思。
I don't think I know the fear of God.
我觉得我也不知道害怕上帝是什么意思。
When the fear
当惧怕
，When the fear of God is there, it's a very powerful thing.
当就上帝的这种惧怕上帝这种。
When the fear of God is in a church, people are lined up to get inside the church.
当有上帝的这种要当恐惧上帝存在我们当中的时候，很多人会排队要进入到教会。
Fear of God, 敬畏神。
敬畏神。
哦，敬畏神。
敬畏神。Yeah. 敬畏神。
就是敬畏，就是那种正常的惧怕，
yes.
不是？
Yeah.
敬畏神。
But we should be also hypo of God.
我们还要敬畏神。
The Bible says it's an awful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God.
但是在落到上帝的这种怒里面是一个非常不好。
The Bible says, "Don't fear who could kill the body, but fear who could kill the soul."
不要害怕身体被杀害。当你的灵被杀害的时候才是最重要的。
We should.Reverence and also fear a powerful, awesome God.
我要敬畏，也同样还要这种。
But we don't have that in the American church anymore.
但是我们就美国教会已经没有这种。
In the American church, the drummer is sleeping with the worship leader.
在美国教会，这个敲鼓的和那个行吟和这个唱歌的行吟。
The guitar player, she da ma, smoking marijuana.
弹吉他的抽大麻。
People come late.
然后人们来晚。
They don't tithe.
他们不给奉献。
And so on, so on, so on.
很多很多。
There's no fear of God.
没有敬畏神。
And definitely no hypo of God.
没有。
There's no reverence or no fear.
没有害怕。
But look what happens when there's fear of God in a church. The next thing that happens is there's many signs and wonders.
当敬畏神的时候，你会看到很多的神迹。
You can see it in Chinese. You can show them in Chinese. That's the other thing that's missing in the church in America: is signs and wonders.
还有一个美国教会现在缺失的是没有神迹。
You go to Malaysia, Indonesia, China, Africa. There's every service. There's miracles. Every time you meet, there's miracles.
你去马来或者是其他的亚洲城市，还有那个 非洲，然后很多的神迹。
Blind eyes open, deaf ears open.
瞎眼能看到，然后耳聋的可以听到。
Tumors healed.
肿瘤被得医治。
Demons cast out.
邪灵被赶出来。
That's every week, every service in you know our church in China, you know in Mongolia in the foreign field.
在很多就是这个是每个 service 都会发生的这种神迹奇事。
Signs and wonders is missing in America.
神迹在美国已经没有了。
The only sign in America you have is some white people in front of the church with a sign that says, "You are welcome. God loves you." That's the only signs you have in the American church.
就是现在的在美国的教会的神迹，就是有个人举着牌子说神爱你啊，欢迎。
But signs in a church with the fear of God is this: the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk.
然后敬畏神的教会其实是看到神迹，是瞎眼得医治，然后耳聋得可以听到。
When we were leaving the building yesterday, Brother Chen told me, he said, "Hey, there's a Buddhist temple across the street."
昨天我们离开教会的时候，那个陈弟兄说，那个我们对面有一个那个庙，寺庙。
I said, "Yeah, I saw it."
我看到了。
He said, "They're more busy than our church."
对，他们比我们要忙，人多。
I said, "Well, hopefully not after tomorrow's sermon."
说希望明天播到之后，然后就不会再是这样。
Amen.
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 We need to have a church services with the fear of God.
我们需要有敬畏神的这个布道。
How do you know there's a fear of God in a church?
你怎么知道这个敬畏神的这个布道是什么
？When an hour before service, the members are on their face in the altar crying and praying for revival.
在就是布道之前的时候，好多人在 altar 在这儿祷告啊。
When the church cries out, "Give us souls, lest I die."
然后当人们哭着哭求上帝，给我们需要拯救的人。
No, but we've been satisfied with casual Christianity, almost like we're vaccinated against the Holy Spirit.
然后我们现在已经习惯了这种很随意的这种教会生活，然后就感觉我们已经被打了这个针，然后我们不再需要这个圣灵。
That our hearts not only burn for souls to get saved outside of our house.But our hearts don't even burn for our own backslidden children to be saved.
我们不光是不为外人来祷告，然后包括我们自己的孩子，我们都没有了这个祷告的信心啊，为他们得救而祷告。
Don't complain to me.
不要对我抱怨。
About your backslidden husband.
不要对我抱怨你不信主的先生。
Your backslidden children.
你不信主的孩子。
Your backslidden community.
你不信主的这个社区
，If you have not been crying out to God, fasting and tearing, the Bible says tearing your garments.
如果你不去呼求上帝，不去这个祷告然后像撕破你的衣服去这样的这个绝望去祷告。
We are not waiting for God to move, my friends.
我们不是在等上帝再来行。
God is moving all over the world.
上帝在全世界。
He's moving in Indonesia.
他在印度尼西亚。
He's moving in Mongolia.
他在蒙古行大。
He's moving in Cambodia and Laos.
他在老挝还有柬埔寨在行他的大能。
God, we're not waiting for God to move.
我们不再等上帝来做什么。
God is waiting for His people to move.
上帝在等我们来做。
As long as we're satisfied with religion,
就如果我们就是很满足这个宗教
，religion is our Christian routines.
这个宗教就是这种日常的这种。
As long as that satisfies us, that's all we'll have.
如果我们满足这种日常的这种基本的东西，然后这个就是我们所有的。
Then the Buddhist temple will be more filled than the church.
然后寺庙肯定会比我们人要多。
But where there is a fear of God,
如果惧怕有这个神的这个敬畏
，when there's a passion for the lost,
如果有这个怜悯的心，就是对拯救圣灵。
When we say I can't have worship service without the power of the Holy Spirit, then God's signs will show up. And the people will be lined up to get inside the church. And people will fight for the front seats. This is the church that I come from. When I first became a Christian, I went to the church I was invited to. In Chicago. I had to stand in line two blocks, two city blocks to get in line for the church. When the doors opened, we had to run to get a seat. Every week, 300 souls are coming to the church every week in Chicago. Is the God of Chicago different than the God of Houston? That's a question. Is the God of Chicago different than the God of Houston? Then what are we doing wrong? Ask yourselves. What are we doing wrong? Because when you pray for fire, fire will come. Let me tell you something to the old people here. My wife said, be careful. I don't want to be kicked out, she told me. Amen. Because me, like the old revivalist John Wesley, it's either revival or riot. You either kick me out or we're going to change. Amen. Everywhere he went, they kicked him out of the church. So he decided to preach outside in the field. And the church people didn't come to see him preach in the field. But guess what? All of America came, and we had a great revival in this country. So I said, after I get to preach, they're going to either love me or kick me out. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
See, God will answer. God will answer when we pray with all of our heart. When we fast. When we cry out. Without dignity. Dignity. Look, trying to be be conservative. But when we have our face buried in the carpet and our tears baptizing the floor, God will answer. But as long as we're satisfied with meeting with the same people every week, nothing will happen. To the old people here, listen to me. There is no retirement in God's kingdom. If you're saved, there is no retirement. If you don't have to work anymore, that means now you can work full time for God. One of my spiritual papas, Papa Donato, 96 years old. He's not a pastor. He's an old man. He's one of my spiritual fathers. Yes. 96 years old, Italian man. Could barely speak English. I used to live in Montreal, Quebec. Every day this old man would put on his hat and take his cane
每天这个老人都会戴上帽子，带着他的拐杖。
And he walked through an Italian village. Everybody knew him. He walked through.
他就走，慢慢走。
And he'd go into every Italian shop, and he would say, "Jesus loves you. Be born again." And he preached every day.
他每天都去这个意大利的一些商店啊，然后给讲说商耶稣爱你，然后他每天都在给人讲道。
He didn't become a Christian until he was in his 50s.He would smoke cigars and drink whiskey.
他抽烟，然后喝酒。
And he would beat his wife.
打他的妻子。
Bloody.
打得满。
Every week, every couple of days, he beat his wife.
每几天或者每周都打他的妻子。
And his son Luigi.
他的儿子 Luigi.
He heard in Sunday school how we can cast out demons.
他在周天的那个讲道的时候听说啊，我们可以把鬼赶出去。
And one day, Papa Donato came home drunk and began to beat his wife.
然后这个 Papa, 这个他的这个爸爸，然后
Donato,
他的爸爸回来喝酒，酗酒之后呢，回来就开始打他的妻子。
And he lifted up his hand to strike his wife.
他举起手，然后打他的妻子。
And his 15-year-old son Luigi,
但他15岁的儿子 Luigi,
had learned in Sunday school how to cast out demons.
他在周天的这个主日学的时候学到了怎么样来驱赶鬼。
I don't know what they teach in this Sunday school.
我不知道咱们周天讲什么。
But in Montreal, they taught you how to cast out demons.
在蒙特利尔，蒙特利尔，他教你怎么样赶鬼。
And his little child Luigi said, "In the name of Jesus."
然后他的儿子说，奉主耶稣的名。
And his father's arm froze before he could strike his wife.
然后他爸爸的这个拳头就在空中凝固住了。
And then he began to manifest demons. Rawr! Began to growl like a wild man.
然后他的爸爸开始就是
And
像鬼附身，然后开始 manifest 展现这个鬼的附身的这个。
And his mother ran and she hid under the car in the garage. She crawled under the car.
然后他的妈妈藏在了车底下，跑到车库里。
And in a demonic rage, Donato ran to the garage and he lifted up the car with his two hands.
然后这个
lifted the car up.
他的先生是因着这种特别强大的就鬼附的力量，把车举了起来。
Under demonic power.
在这种鬼附的力量之下。
And little Lou, and this man Donato, he's a short Italian guy. He's like 4'9".
这个 Donato 其实是一个很矮的，很小的。
He's a little guy. Little Italian guy.
很矮啊。
And Luigi jumped on him.
然后他儿子跳到他爸爸身上。
Tackled him to the floor.
然后把他摁在地上。
In the garage.
在车库里。
And for the next 2 hours, cast 13 demons out of his father.
在接下来两个小时内呢，然后他把
Rage, alcoholism, anger, all these demons cast him out of his father.
把他的这个酗酒的鬼，然后还有这个怒的这种鬼，这所有的鬼都赶了出去。
And from that time to 96 years old,
从50岁到一直到94岁
he went cafe shop to restaurant to bakery, won thousands of souls to Christ all throughout Montreal, Quebec.
然后从那个时候开始呢，一直到他这个94岁就死去之前，他就在蒙特利尔拯救了上千个人，然后传福音给他们。
And the kingdom of God, there is no retirement.
在上帝的国度里面没有退休这一说。
In English, we say don't retire, refire.
英文说不要退休。
Get fired up again, hallelujah! You don't have to go work for Pharaoh in Babylon. Now you're the age you can work for the kingdom of God.
我们不用再给这个巴比伦来打工了啊！我们现在是为上帝来做工。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What else is missing? Let's go to the next slide.
还有什么缺失呢？
Let's go to the next slide.
下一个。Yeah.
Here, the Lord added to the church daily.
每天上帝都给教会有加增。
The Lord added to the church daily. When's the last time?
What? 什么那个是？
什么时候上次有？
上次是什么时候啊
？Yes. When's the last time we had The baptism of tanks open in this church.
上次受洗是什么时候呢？
When's the last time we had 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 people coming to know Christ in this church?
上次就是四五有很多人有几个人去得拯救就上次是什么时候？
Last time was Thanksgiving. We had about 8 decisions or something for Christ.
上次是感恩节的时候我们有几个人接
触。Thank God. But before that, when's the last time?
在那之前，上次是什么时候呢？
When's the last time the drug addict has come down these altars to be saved?
还记得就上次吸毒的人来接受主耶稣。
We are a stone's throw away from Bissonnette Street.
我们是
throw stones away. If I have a rock and I throw it, you know.How far can I throw a rock? Maybe half a block? That's how close it is.
就是我们扔石头看能扔多远呢那个大概就是我们的距离。
Where every single night there's hundreds of women.
每天晚上都有成千上百的女性。
Young girls.
就年轻的女性。
Underage girls.
或者是未成年的女性。
Sex trafficked.
在这个就是人贩
Working for the mama-san.
这些人贩他们在给人贩子打工就是。
Every night.
每天晚上。
A few blocks from here.
就大概离这个几个街区之远。
When's the last time the Shaojias have come to this church, walked down these altars, and found a savior named Jesus?
上次是什么时候这些 prostitute 然后来这儿然后得解救呢？
What are we doing?
我们在干什么呀
What are we doing every week?
我们每周都该干嘛呀
Are we a church or a social club?
我们是教会呢还是一个就是大家一起就是 social 的地方
Do you know statistics say 70% of the people in America will never, never be invited to church?
就数据说大概70%的基督徒从来没有邀请过人来教会
In a city like Houston, every year, mainland Chinese people are coming, Mexicans are coming, Venezuelans are coming to this city.
每年都会有很多的移民，来自中国的移民、墨西哥的移民，或者是委内瑞拉的移民来到休斯顿。
你不要机票。
You don't want flight ticket.
You don't need a flight ticket to be a missionary in Houston.
你不需要买机票去。
The Afghanistanis are here.
Afghan 人在这儿。
The Chinese are here.
中国人也在这儿。
The Filipinos are here. Well, Filipinos all know Jesus. They might be Catholic. At least they know something about Jesus.
菲律宾人大概基本上都是天主教，他会知道。
But there's people in this city coming every single day.
这个休斯顿这个地方，每天都会有很多人来。
That never heard the gospel truth of Jesus Christ.
他们从来没有听过福音的这个。
And let me tell you, God didn't save you so you can sit in a pew.
上帝没有拯救你，然后你可以就坐在这儿。
Why is our heart not broken?
为什么我们的心没有碎？
How can we come together, fellowship, eat and pray, and forget about the world?
我们怎么能就是得拯救了，然后一起来聚会，然后一起来聚集，然后忘记了这个外面的世界。
The church has become
教会已经成为了
selfish
自私的。
Let me take you back in history.
让我带你回到历史。
Next slide, please.
下一个。
There's a country.Today called Czech Republic, the Czech Republic.
就是现在呢，有一个这个国家叫做捷克。
They used to be called the Moravians, Moravia.
它曾经是叫 Moravia.
They had a prayer revival.
他们有一个就是祷告的这个复兴。
For 100
那三千个奴隶从来没听过福音。
And the owners of the island were British.And they didn't want the slaves to hear the gospel because they felt that was for the white people, not for the black people.
Yeah, 那个奴隶主呢，他是欧洲人，他是英国人，他呢觉得这个白人才有这个听福音的机会，这些奴隶们不能够听福音。
One slave put his ear to the door to listen from outside the church.
然后一个奴隶呢，在门口就听讲道。
And when one of the people caught them, they cut off his ear with a machete.
然后他被抓到的时候，人家把他的耳朵切掉了。
Would you be willing to lose one of your ears just to hear this sermon today?
你会就是抱着这个失去一个耳朵的危险来听今天的福音吗？
If you had to choose between hearing another sermon and losing your ear, would you do it?
如果你在这个选择有两个选择，要不然是失去耳朵，要不然是不能够听福音，你会选择哪个？
I think most would not. I think most would not.
我觉得很多人不会。
You know why?
为什么？
Because we're not desperate for the gospel.
因为我们没有对福音那么期望。
We think it's just religion.
我们只觉得它是。
But the gospel is not religion. It's the power of God.
但福音不只是宗教，它是神的大能。
To those who believe,
是针对那些相信的人。
It cost him his ear.
就是他失去了一个耳朵。
And great fear fell upon all the other slaves. They would not dare go to the church again.
然后因为这个，然后很多人害怕，很多奴隶害怕，他们不会再去教会。
And these two young Moravian boys.
然后这两个 Moravian
with young children and young wives.
有家也有孩子。
They said we have to go to that island to preach.
他说我们必须要到这个岛去传福音。
Do you know the story, Pastor Andrew? You don't. Okay.But there's only one way onto this island.
只有一个办法可以去这个岛。
You have to become a slave.
你必须成为奴隶才可以去这个岛。
Their family pled with them and said, "You're too zealous. You're crazy. You're you know, it's too much for me. You shouldn't do that."
他的家人觉得啊，这太疯狂了啊，这太过了。
You have a wife. You have kids.
你有孩子，你有妻子。
Don't be too zealous.
别太过了。
But they were burdened for the lost.
但是他们有这个负担。
Where is your burden?
你的负担呢
？For the lost.
对这些迷失的人。
They were burdened.
他们有一个负担。
They sold themselves into slavery.
他们把自己卖为奴隶。
The island would not even come to pick them up.
然后那个岛呢，就也没有接他们，不能接他们。
So the money that the family made from selling themselves, they used that money to buy their own ticket to go to the island.
然后他们卖自己的钱呢，然后要买这个船票去到那个岛上。
As they went to St. Thomas,
当他们到了这个 St. Thomas,
their number one prayer was this.
他们的首要的这个祷告呢是。
The boat was supposed to stop in St. Lucius.For supplies, another island.
他们那个船应该在另外一个目的地停留。
But they could not wait to preach the gospel in St. Thomas. Their number one prayer was, "God, please let them go to St. Thomas before St. Lucia."
他们的祷告就是不要在这个停留站停留，让我们赶紧到这个岛上，然后我们可以给他传福音。
What? That's their number one prayer?
这是他们首要祷告。
While their kids and wife are going to be in America or wherever for the rest of their life with no mama, their number one prayer is, "How fast can I get to the slaves and save their souls?"
他们没有想啊，自己的孩子、妻子以后再也没有爸爸了。但是，他们想的是那个
Because if my wife dies, she's going to heaven. If my son dies.She's going to heaven, but these 3,000 slaves, if they die, they will spend eternity in the devil's hell. Should I repeat it? Oh, she's crying, sorry. You guys understand my English, right?
Yes.
So...As they sat on the boat, about to depart with all the other people on the boat, going to different islands, they waved to their wife, and they waved to their sons and daughters, the little children. They waved goodbye. And they cried out to their wife and their children. They said, so that the Lamb that was slain would receive the reward of his suffering. As their wife and children wept bitterly, as their father went off to die for Christ. That mantra became a movement. And that phrase, so that the lamb that was slain would receive the reward of his suffering. It became the slogan that sent thousands of missionaries all across the world. And today, with iPhones and iPads and nice cars, leather seats, air conditioning, heat, food, welfare, retirement funds, we give a rip about the prostitutes on Bissonnette two blocks away. We can come to Sunday every service and be satisfied if no souls get saved.
Pastor Joey, I'll be your translator.
Thank you. We have been vaccinated by religion against the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 我们基本上被宗教占据了，但是没有圣灵。
We've been vaccinated.
We've been被宗教好像被那个注射疫苗一样。
You think I'm just preaching to you a sermon?
你认为我只是在这边讲一篇道吗
？We're satisfied with sermons and PPTs. Make sure it has good theology, and that's what's important.
Yeah, 你只是就是听下这个讲道，然后看这个投影片，然后就这样子吗
？Jesus didn't die for a good sermon.
耶稣不是因为一个好的一个传讲道就而死掉的。
When COVID broke out in 2020,
当这个疫情在2020年的时候开始的时候
，Doctors and nurses were dying in the hospital in Manila, Philippines, in Medical City in Manila.
在马尼拉的菲律宾马尼拉的很多的医生跟护士都牺牲了。
And I said, I'm going to the hospital.
然后我说我要去医院。
Where the doctors are dying, the nurses are dying, and I'm going to go to the hospital, and I'm going to have a revival service in the hospital.
在那些地方啊，医生跟护士都死掉。那我要在那边跟他们要有一个复兴，要跟他们传道。
The vice president of Medical City gave me a pass to go to the hospital because it was martial law. Nobody could drive in Manila. President Duterte has shut down the city.
所以那个副总统呢，给我一个许可，可以到那个马尼拉城市里面去，因为在那边他们都已经戒严了。
I said, "Honey, I could die."
我跟我的心爱的讲说，我可能会死掉。
To go into the most infected wards in the country, I could die. I'm overweight. I'm over 40. I'm the first one to die if I get COVID.
Yeah, 那个我到一个感染最严重的地方，我已经超过40岁，然后那我也有肥胖，那我最先死的就是我。
And I had a meeting with my wife and my kids.
那我跟我的小孩还有太太，跟他们有一个讲话。
I said I have to get to this hospital, and I have to preach to them because they're dying.
我跟他们说，我必须要去这个医院，因为他们都要快要死掉了。
And I said to my wife and kids, if I come back with COVID and I die,
那我跟我太太小孩说，我如果得到了这个疫情的话，那个我就会死，我会死的。
Are you willing to live without your a provider, a father, and raise these kids alone for Jesus Christ?
你愿意将你的妻子或小孩就留下来，然后你为耶稣牺牲吗
？And my wife and my kids, they all agree.For Jesus' sake.
那我的太太跟我的小孩他们都同意，因为耶稣的关系。
This is the family that's coming to your church.
这是一个就是一个家庭到了你们教会来的。
We don't just preach this stuff; we live it.
我们不是只有讲而已，我们是这样活出来。
The problem is, most in America just preach it; they don't live it.
因为这个问题就是大部分美国的教会就是他们只是在讲，他们没有活出来。
We preach that God's our healer, we mask up and get a vaccine every 2 weeks. Because we don't believe it.
对，我们就是讲到，然后我们戴口罩，然后我们打疫苗，但是 yeah, 就是这样子，我们并不真的相信。
I'm not condemning anybody, but listen, we either believe the Bible or we don't.
我不是要来谴责你们，我就是要照着圣经的话来讲。
And if you're sick, please wear a mask, because I don't want you to cough on me.
Amen. You cough on you, they're sick?
I don't want them to cough on me. If they're sick, please wear a mask.
Okay.
But you hear what I'm saying?
你知道，你了解我所讲的吗？
The healing evangelist on television...
这个在电视上面所讲的这些医治的这些特会
，They closed their church because of sickness.
他们关了他们的教会，因为大家都生病了。
How can you say you have healing and then you close the church for sickness?
你怎么可能说你是要做医治的？结果呢
？Do you know how?
结果你的教会关门了。
Because we don't believe what we preach.
为什么？因为我们不相信我们所传讲的。
This is either true or it's not.
I'm sorry?
This is either true or it's not true.
这是真的或是假的。
And if it's not true, I'll just go to the Buddhist temple because the service is only 30 minutes.
如果不是真的话，那我们就去旁边那个寺庙，因为它那边只有30分钟而已。
Next slide, please. I'm closing now. Next slide.
下一张 yeah.
May the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. Yeah.
The land, 就是这些是这个岛上的都是一些失去丧失性命的丧失灵魂的人。
Next slide, please. Martin Luther King, he was killed for what he believed.
马丁路德他因为他所相信的被牺牲了。
He said that if a man is not discovered something to die for, he's not fit to live.
如果一个人他没有发现到什么东西的话，那么他没有发现什么东西，他可以值得去为他而死的话，那么他就不值得留不值得活在这个世上。
Next slide, please. Hudson Taylor,
戴德森
，the great missionary to China,
是一个在中国的一个伟大的宣教师。
He gave his life to serve the Chinese people.
他将他的生命都奉献给中国人。
He didn't hear a voice from God.
他听到神的声音。
But he got a verse from God.
然后他也从神那边得到一个话语。
It's called the Bible, the 圣经。
就是叫做圣经。
Mark 16:15, go you into all the world.
就是在 Mark
16:15。
16:15那就是要跟世界去传讲福音。
He said the Great Commission is not an option.
这个大的使命不是它不是一个选项。
You can all look at me today and say that's nice what you preach, but that's not for me.
你或许会说，嘿，那个牧师，你今天讲得很好，但是呢，那个跟我没关系的。
The Great Commission is not an option.
这个大使命它不是一个给你去选择的
It's a command
它是一个命令
What are you going to do with it?
你到底要怎么做
Let's stand to our feet and pray
让我们一起站立我们一起来祷告
Asher, can you play for us a little bit? Amen If you're here today
如果你听到你今天在这边
，and you feel this message is speaking to your heart，
你觉得这个信息深到你的心里面
，if you feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit，
如果你有感觉圣灵的感动
，and you feel the conviction of God。To win souls,
而且你也相信这个神是来拯救灵魂的。
But maybe you don't even know how.
或许你也不知道怎么做。
But you're willing to learn.
但是呢， 你愿意去学。
I want to pray for you.
我想要为你祷告。
I'm going to invite you to come down to the front to let me pray for you.
我要邀请你到前面来，然后跟你一起祷告。
I want to invite you to come to the front to number one to repent.
我邀请你到前面来，第一个，我们来悔改。
Repent for not obeying the command.
在忏悔我们不尊重神，不遵照神的话去做。
And then number two, to ask God to help you.
然后第二个就是来跟神讲说来帮助我们。
The altars are open, and I invite you to come down here to receive prayer.
这个讲台这边是开的，那么我会为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. This is Bishop Joseph Castillo, and I trust that you were encouraged and impacted by that message. Whenever a word of God goes forth by an anointed fivefold ministry gift, it leaves an eternal impact. So I want you to share this podcast on your social media, tweet it out, send it to your friends and your family, so they can also receive this word of God.Now, if you're listening today and you haven't settled accounts with God, if you know you're not living right, let me tell you, Jesus came to this world not to condemn you, but that you can have life. And if you pray today with me, opening up your heart, repenting of your sin, God will give you a fresh start. Just open your mouth out loud and repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now.I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Give me new life. Father, I repent. From this day forward, I belong to you. Satan, I renounce you and the works of darkness, and I receive now the power of the Holy Spirit to give me new life and strength to overcome sin. Amen.If you prayed that prayer, I want you to contact the ministry right now. Send us an email at anifcontact@gmail.com. anifcontact@gmail.com. And I'm going to send you some videos, some free books, just everything you need to grow. And we're going to connect you with the local church in your area, because this Christian life has to be lived with brothers and sisters, and you need pastors and teachers and...men of God to walk you through, or women of God to help navigate and teach you and grow in the things of God. So we love you. We thank you for listening today. We ask you to share this podcast. Sow into the ministry. Give at aniftulsa.com. That's www.aniftulsa.com. Thanks for listening. This is Living Proof with Joseph Castillo.